music too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7
CFW
Chippewa Valley.
CFW, your official station of summer.
All I want to do is have some fun.
As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 105.7 CFW.
Woo!
The Valley's fun music.
Car.
1057 CFW.
This is how we do
Attention all employees of all other radio stations. Caught you listening again. We understand. But we're not going to hire you.
Yeah, but, wait, huh?
The Valley's Fun Music. 105.7 CFW.
Moses.
1057 CFW. This is 105.7 CFW.
So I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. 64 degrees in the overnight with mostly clear skies and light southeast winds. Sunny, 90 degrees on Tuesday. Carbon copy coming our way for Wednesday, first day of summer. Light southeast winds. The afternoon high will top out near 90 degrees. Right now, it's 73.
CFW.
This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Ah! This is 105.7 CFW.
much a part of the Valley is Trinity Equestrian Center and the Children's Center. This is 105.7 CFW, the Valley's farm music.
You've been curious about putting together your own charcuterie board, you'll want to join the Craft Your Own Charcuterie class at the Liney Lodge. Northwoods Grazing will guide you through the delicious process, plus enjoy a drink of your choice. Crafting Charcuterie, Wednesday, June 21st at 6 p.m. Check the Liney's Facebook page for event information.
Losing
1057 CFW. When you think about hot summer days and plunging into the pool at just the right moment to cool off.
Cannonball!
Think 105.7 CFW. It's 105 days of summer fun.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me. It hurts. And I am too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan. And I am too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party. No way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk. By far. And I'm too sexy for my hat. Too sexy for my hat. What you think about that? I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. On the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
Roseanne, she's gone, and I have to say,
from Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite, and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. A search and rescue mission is underway to find a submersible in the Atlantic. Five people were on board on an underwater trip to see the Titanic wreckage. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger.
The location of the search is approximately 900 miles east of Cape Cod in a water depth of roughly 13,000 feet.
Secretary of State Blinken in China met with President Xi Jinping. He tells CBS's Margaret Brennan.
Are we in a place, though,